Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
All right, looks like the rain has held out. It's still raining a little bit here in the North Towns. South Towns looks okay. Good morning, it's Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy is doing 100 holes at Wanaka. You can still donate, by the way. Give.roswellpark.org. Or you could just Google 100 holes of golf and you'll see it there. And there's a search bar. You could find Jeremy there. That's another way to donate. Plus, we have the 11-day power play tonight, fundraising season. And that's an easy one, too. Just go to 11daypowerplay.com and search Team WGR. And you can donate to our campaign there. Before we get back to calls on JJ Paterka, it's Joe DiBiase. Sal Capaccio's in for Jeremy. Last night was the NBA draft. Mm-hmm. And the Dallas Mavericks had the number one overall pick. They selected Cooper Flagg from Duke, who's supposed to be a stud, like a star player. The Mavericks fans at their own draft party were still chanting "Fire Nico." Fair? Foul? Is it? Should they be over it because they got the number one pick? Should they still be mad? I don't know. I guess I wasn't expecting them to, on the night they draft their new star, to still be like, still want the GM gone. Get him out of here.
No, I mean, they are still very, very, very upset. They traded their cornerstone franchise player who was an absolute fan favorite.
Yep.
And that doesn't...
They're not going to
You got
over
the
it.
Number one pick. You didn't go trade for Cooper Flagg and some, you know, couple second rounders. You had the number one pick kind of gifted to you through a lottery.
Mm-hmm.
You made that, every GM would have made that pick. So it's not that you did this.
Right.
You didn't make a move that, oh, okay.
No, you got some
You had an
balls.
Idea here. No.
Right. Some ping pong balls fell your way.
They're still very, very mad.
Definitely.
About the Luka trade.
Yeah. They probably will be for a long time. I mean, they could even be great this year and still. I mean, if they're amazing and go to the conference finals and lose to Luka, they're going to be furious.
Yeah.
Furious. Anyways, Paterka traded to Utah. The Mammoth. Do you like their logo, by the way?
Oh, I got to look it up.
The new logo, they announced it like a week ago. How about the team name, too? They settled on Mammoth because Yeti, there was like trademark issues with. So they went with Mammoth instead.
I don't love their logo.
No? It's got it's like a mammoth head, but it's got mountains on the top of the head, kind of.
I'm getting a little bit of slug vibes.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah. I think it's just it looks a little robotic-y to me.
I could see that.
Yeah?
I also don't like that they're going with a black jersey. Is it dark navy even? That's part of the part of the point, though.
I mean, it depends on which logo you're actually talking about. They do have a few that they unveiled.
Oh, there's only one official one. This is the one I'm sure you're looking at.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at.
Yeah, okay.
Because I kind of do like the other ones, by the way. Here you go.
Like the concept ones?
Yeah. Right?
I kind of like that better, too. They wanted to incorporate the mountains, though. I understand that. Paterka to Utah. What's next? Tage to Houston? Sorry, I didn't need to throw that out in the universe. It's not going to happen. We're good. They're just going to make the playoffs. They're just going to make the playoffs and everything's going to be fine, right? Right? Let's go to the phones. Dennis in Lockport's next up. What's up, Dennis?
Hey, guys. Good show. Look, I'm going to say it right here. When they start getting these other markets for this hot NHL, don't be surprised if Pegula just moves our team out of here, because he's been there for 14, 15 years. He told us when he came here, I'm a hockey guy. He doesn't know nothing about hockey. Maybe about a T-shirt and a logo. That's when his wife and him were really good. That's all they ever sold. But Kevin Adams got on WGRZ, told people that when they were talking about the draft, Paterka was authored right on TV. This is a couple days ago. And you guys have been announcing, he basically called the media a bunch of liars. Oh, they're just making up stuff. No, he's the liar. He's not putting any team together. He wants fans in the stands. All Pegula wants is all the property he owns downtown, and he's got a winner with the Bills making him a lot of money. He could care less about the Sabres, because if he actually did want to, he was a hockey guy, he would have put something into it, get the right management to take care of that team and make it a winner like it used to be. I mean, there was a time there wasn't where the Sabres didn't make the playoffs, at least. We may not have went all the way through, but we were at least in the conversation for playoffs every year until after Regas left. And after that, it's been nothing but downhill under Pegula's ownership.
All right.
So I'm going to leave it at that.
Thanks, Dennis, for the call. The point about, I don't even know, there was a lot there.
I pretty much disagree with pretty much everything he said. And I mean by that, like, he's not moving the team.
No.
He's not looking to move the team. I mean, could he see a scenario where the team gets sold at some point someday? Sure, there's been a lot of rumors about that. I don't think that's happening anytime soon. He's not moving the team. You could be very upset at how the team is run or owned or whatever. I get it. I think you're confusing, Dennis. Unless I'm wrong, I could be wrong here. Maybe Kevin Adams did something separate on Channel 2. I think he's talking about the press conference, and maybe he watched it on Channel 2.
Maybe.
And it was the press conference where we aired it, and he said, there's a lot of misinformation out there, and I feel bad for my fans, for our fans.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking specifically, I think, more about maybe the Matias Samuelson situation. So, yeah.
See, he was, but I really do wonder how much of that was misguided anger from Paterka reporting. Because
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I just can't believe, I still can't believe from 2 days ago, 3 days ago now, that he thought fans were angry or are upset because they're reading on Twitter that the team might get rid of one of their least favorite players. Samuelson. After it was a question about Paterka, and there was a lot of reporting about Paterka. Mm-hmm. And I really thought that was maybe the source of it, but hey, a lot of it ended up being true, right? Like, maybe not every exact detail happened. There was a report about Chicago considered offering the third pick. It didn't say that they were going to trade the third pick. There was a report, two reports, Frank Cervelli and Renaud Lavoie at the trade deadline, that a deal with the Rangers was close. That might have been gravely exaggerated, but it planted the seed that night of this is a player that could get traded. And months later, it ended up happening. So how much of it really ended up being untrue? Cervelli said earlier in the week that his expectation was he'd get traded by Friday. Well, he got traded by Friday. So misinformation, whatever. You know, like, it again was just not the right note to hit at that point in time. And, you know, to get back to the Paterka trade, though, about this and where they were, their stance, and how the deal ends up happening, I still think the biggest problem here, more than even the players they got back, because I do like things I'm hearing and reading about both the players they got back, but it is the idea that they traded for two players that were not worth J.J. Paterka when they did not have to do it. I don't think they needed to act like this needed to happen this second. That it was we got to deal him. That this is a problem. The player wants out. I think you gotta have a little bit more of a backbone. You got to be willing to tell the guy, I have the leverage here, and I don't need to trade you. They must, there's one thing missing here. They either believe these players are far more valuable than I do or a lot of other people that are covering the league. Or They just needed to, they just felt like they needed to trade him. And if that's the part that I can't understand, if that's the truth of it, is they knew they weren't getting enough value for him, but they just needed to trade him. They felt like they needed to get him out of here. Because it was bad PR or something. Just be reading every day about a player that doesn't want to be here. I don't know.
I think at some point, like, if you decide we might have to do this, you kind of have to resign yourself to the fact that we're probably not going to get the true value for him. It's just not going to happen. You're not winning the trade. So you do as best you can with doing that. And it looks like they got good, serviceable, good players here who can help this team.
But you're not even giving yourself a chance to maybe somebody does eventually come at you with a better hockey trade of a one-for-one, or maybe somebody is willing to go Paterka and Byram, or Paterka and another piece for their player. Like, those are the only deals I would have ever moved him for. And again, I like these players. Kesselring looks pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't think the value is there. 803-0550 is the phone number. If you're on hold, we'll keep rolling through phone calls. We'll talk to Paul Hamilton in the 8 o'clock hour and then Matt Bove in the 9 o'clock hour. So a lot to get to. Stay tuned. Paterka traded to Utah. Hopefully the weather clears up a little bit. You might have woke up to a rainy morning and the news of this trade. So yeah, hopefully the sun comes out. For the team, too, here on WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.